Verse number 6, it says, may be omitted in this hymn. I heard someone speak about this particular verse one time, and she was, in fact, it was Johnny Erickson Tata who, in fact, she sang it on something. She said, you know, so many of our hymns that are such great hymns of the church, she said, of course, they were written many, many years ago, but they have such a great message. She said, and for some reason, they like to leave that one out, but she says, hear him, ye deaf, his praise ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold, your Savior come, and leap ye lame for joy. It talks about those things that people don't like to remember. The deaf, the dumb, the blind, the lame. We try to leave sometimes those people out in the world we live in. Sometimes we say we don't do that because we're not trying to draw attention to them, and other times we do it because we don't know what to say or what to do. Other times we just might not understand that there are folks around us. No matter what the affliction might be, it might be something that you were born with, it might be something that has happened to you in your lifetime, it might be the cause of some accident, it might be so many different things. But I think about those around us that have joy in their hearts, that have joy that can say, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. When we think about that, we all can sing that because we are all God's children. We all come to this place each and every Sunday, each and every day for such a time as this, for a time to look at God's Word, a time to be brought close, a time to draw near. This morning our scripture comes from John's Gospel, the 15th chapter, beginning in verse 9 through 17. And it comes from the part of the true vine, but it goes down a little bit further, and it talks about love. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you, and I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last so that the Father will give you whatever you ask Him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, this day we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this moment, this day, this time that we come together to share a great love, that of Mother's Day. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of mothers. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of those people in our lives who have been there for us, that have lifted us up, who have shown us the way. I heard a friend say this week that when she thought of Mother's Day, it brought so much pain to her heart because her first child died of SIDS when she was 6 months old. And she said, every Mother's Day when I sat in church, she said, I just couldn't hardly take it. And of course, they prayed, and some years later, they had a beautiful little girl named Nicole. And Nicole's now 31 years old. But she said this morning, I listened to something she said. I read something she wrote. And she said, you know, I have two blessings. She said, part of my heart is in heaven, and her name is Lena. And the rest of my heart is here on earth, and her name is Nicole. So, you know, we never know on Sunday mornings, whenever we celebrate that time, when we come together to remember. We know, Lord, this day that some, this is their first Mother's Day without their mom. We know sometimes this day, Lord, that mothers are in many different places. We know sometimes, Lord, that other people are raising children, grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, friends, the Methodist Home for Children, the Baptist Children's Home, just children's homes all over are raising children. And we thank you, Lord, for all those people that are in places that find your love and your peace and your patience in the midst of it all. We know, Lord, that through the sadness of it, that it brings great joy. We thank you, Lord, that when we see a child's laughter, when we see the joy upon their face, when we see the goodness of that around us, it brings that to us. And we know, Lord, that you gave us the greatest gift of all, that you gave us your child. You gave his life. You sacrificed that so that we can have life eternal, the greatest gift. So this day, as we look at your word, as we look at the things of calling each other friends, as calling each other disciples, as calling each other sisters and brothers in Christ, we come to your throne of grace this day to be friends. Be with us now. Bless our time together, for it's in your Son's name we do pray. Amen.